Proverbs 3, Guidance for a Fulfilling Life. My son, hold fast to my teachings. Let them be the compass of your heart. In embracing them, you'll find days added to your years and a tranquil peace that settles deep within. Keep kindness and truth close. Wear them like a prized necklace. Etch them onto the tablet of your soul. In return, you shall gain favor in the eyes of both God and man. Place your trust, not in your own understanding, but in the Lord, with unwavering faith. Acknowledge His presence in all your endeavors, and He will direct your paths towards righteousness. Do not be swayed by your own perceived wisdom. Rather, fear the Lord and turn from the temptations of evil. This path will bring healing to your being and refreshment to your spirit. Honor the Lord with your wealth, dedicating the first fruits of your labor. In doing so, your storehouses will overflow with abundance, and your blessings will spill over like new wine. Embrace the discipline of the Lord. It is a testament to His love for you, akin to a father guiding his beloved child. Blessed is the soul that discovers wisdom, for her value surpasses that of silver and gold. She is more precious than the rarest gem, granting long life, wealth, and honor to those who seek her. Her ways are delightful and filled with peace, a tree of life for all who hold her close. The Lord, in His infinite wisdom, founded the earth and set the heavens in motion. By His knowledge, the depths of the oceans were plumbed, and the skies showered dew upon the earth. Keep wisdom and discretion always in your sight, for they shall breathe life into your soul and grace upon your neck. With wisdom as your guide, you shall walk without fear, finding sweet sleep in times of rest. Do not dread sudden calamity or the wicked schemes, for the Lord will be your shield and guardian. Be generous to those in need, for in your power lies the ability to do good. Do not delay kindness, for tomorrow may never come. Refrain from scheming harm against your neighbor, and do not engage in disputes without just cause. Do not envy the violent, for their ways lead only to darkness. The Lord's curse falls upon the wicked, while the homes of the righteous are blessed. He extends grace to the humble and wise. In the end, it is the wise who inherit honor, while fools gather dishonor. Proverbs 4, A Father's Guidance. Listen, my sons, to the guidance of a father's voice, and lend your ears to wisdom's counsel, for I offer you teachings of value. Do not forsake this instruction. Hold it close to your hearts. When I was but a son in my father's eyes, cherished by my mother, he imparted his wisdom, saying, "Let your heart embrace my words. Follow my commandments and find life. Seek wisdom and understanding. Never let my words escape you. Cling to her, and she shall shield you. Love her, and she will guard you." The beginning of wisdom is the pursuit of knowledge. Acquire understanding above all else. Hold her dear, and she will exalt you. She shall honor you with a crown of grace and beauty. Hear me, my son, and take my teachings to heart, and your years shall be abundant. I have guided you in the ways of wisdom, leading you along paths of righteousness. Your steps shall be unhindered as you walk, and you shall not stumble when you run. Hold tight to instruction. Never release your grip, for she is your lifeline. Do not tread the path of the wicked, nor journey with those of ill intent. Avoid it at all costs. Turn away from its tempting allure. For the wicked find no rest unless they commit evil, and their sleep is robbed if they don't cause another to stumble. They feast upon wickedness and drink from the cup of violence. But the righteous shine like the dawn, their light ever brightening until the full day. The wicked, on the other hand, walk in darkness, unaware of what makes them stumble. My son, heed my words, let them resonate in your ears and be etched upon your heart. They are life to those who find them, bringing healing to body and soul. Guard your heart above all else, for from it flows the wellspring of life. Rid yourself of deceitful words and banish cunning speech. Keep your gaze fixed ahead, your eyes locked on the path before you. Watch your steps, and all your ways will be steadfast. Do not stray to the left or right. Turn away from evil and stay true to your course.